Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, yeah. Chris Villar mentioned the open tryouts for the Cruz. John Jansen was going to try out, but
His wife's in labor.
His wife's in labor. So I hope that's a good enough excuse for Troy Weaver, Rob Murphy, and the fellas. Maybe they'll give him another tryout, like an individual
tryout. Yeah.
Yes, that would be nice. This guy has never tried out for anything. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's just say this. The fact that Jansen's wife is in labor saved Jansen from being in labor tonight, correct?
That is a very good point. Although he's convinced, even at age 45, he could go out and post up Luka Garza or whatever.
Well, he could post up, but he can't run up and down the floor, I'm guessing, right?
Probably not.
Those knees after playing in the NFL?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Woj, I'm going to give you a choice. You want to start with pro football or college football?
Both. Oh, wait. I don't care. Either one.
All right, let's start with college, okay?
Okay.
Now, I believe that you are on Team Stoney here as far as the Michigan offense from Saturday as opposed to Team Costa here, who believes it was like the worst thing in the world that they beat a team by 21 points because they refused to throw the football.
Yeah, it is quite a staggering split in the Michigan observers, fans, whatever. Here's the thing, and I totally get each side, but I am of the opinion if you do something and you can do it very easily against a decent team, you just keep doing it. Every game is not about planning for the next game and the next game and the next game. That said, of course, we know they're going to have to throw the ball at some point. We do know that, and we sort of think they can because Cade McNamara was pretty efficient when he threw last year in abbreviated time. And they, contrary to the absence of Ronnie Bell, they do have quite a few decent receivers, just not that one necessarily big, tall, go-to guy. So I think it was a cliche, I'll use it, a tempest in a teapot, if that's still allowed to be used. Because I understand when you're watching that game, and fans even booed at the stadium, for people that think, you know, Michigan fans just love that and they think they're great again. I don't think that's true at all.
No, me neither.
Like, that was pretty impressive, but boy, it was also pretty boring and can't be that boring going forward. And I get that.
Well, I think, Wojo, that's the concern is whether it was the night game in 2019 against Notre Dame or 2018 against Wisconsin. Maybe I'm getting the years mixed up. They've done this before, run people over for 300 yards, but the promise of, well, the other dimension, the ability to take the top off the defense or make plays in the passing game, that's been lacking for six and so far into the seventh season for Jim Harbaugh. It's hard to say, well, that's under lock and key and they're going to break it out for the big games. I don't know that he has that benefit of the doubt at this stage. Is that fair?
Well, halfway, because I don't think they just had it under lock and key and we're saving this for later. I just thought they can't stop it. Why? And honestly, there were like at the start of the second half when they ran eight straight times and scored basically the clinching touchdown. I honestly think it would have been malpractice to throw the ball on that drive. They weren't stopping it at all. And if you listen to the reaction out in Washington, they're up in arms over how embarrassed Washington was that they just got it ran down their throat. As far as those other games, you know, you're right. They have hammered the hell out of teams like Notre Dame and even Wisconsin and Penn State in big games. But I honestly, other than the first couple of years, the first 3 or 4 years, let's say under Don Brown, when his defense was good and effective, Michigan's offense has been fine. Lately, the defense has been the problem. Like I said, they've scored enough points that not last year. Not last year was, you know, whatever, bizarre. But they have scored enough points most of the time. It's the defense to me that has, especially against Ohio State, has destroyed them. That said, every single coach wants balance in the long term. But you win the game in front of you, I think, whatever way you need to do it.
You scheme for the game. All right, the Lions, I don't know if you saw this in this morning's Detroit Free Press on the website.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Smith, the former great wide receiver of the Carolina Panthers, and he played for Baltimore as well. He basically called the Lions sideline episode with Aubrey Pleasant and Jeff Okuda, because of that, they called the Lions basically an S show.
He said a train wreck waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Or did it already happen? No, I'm not saying that. First of all, I don't know if you guys know, because we're not in the business of, you know, being talking heads. We're more astute than that.
Yeah.
But talking heads do have to have something to say on the TV, and it's a very provocative video with Pleasant, you know, do your blanket job, yelling at Okuda. And I think Dan Campbell, even though Campbell said, like, I liked it, but I didn't like it, but I liked it. And that's sort of the feeling, right? Yeah, they're coaching him up. But Aubrey Pleasant is a relatively young coach, very emotional coach, very charismatic coach. And I do think he went a little bit overboard, but did he know that the camera was on him at the time? Maybe, maybe not. So I don't think that there are there are other pieces of evidence of an S show, especially on that defense. That wouldn't be the one I would focus on. And to be honest, especially since Okuda's out for the year, whatever effect it had is non-existent now, at least for a year.
Well, it's weird because Steve Smith actually pointed that out. He says now when he looks back at his 2021 season, that's all he's going to see is him being yelled at by his coach.
Well, so did Okuda think he was doing, has been doing really well in the NFL? Like, did he not think that there needed to be some yelling and and let's be clear here, there's no evidence Okuda is bothered by it.
No. But in fact, he said previously that he likes working with Aubrey Pleasant, and I assume this isn't the first time Aubrey Pleasant has coached that way with him.
Maybe it's the first time he hasn't been pleasant.
Exactly. Jim is exactly right. The difference is that it was on national TV, and those other talking heads, not us, those other ones use it. And it is amazing, the Lions, if anything, this regime gives the national talking heads so much fodder, whether fair or not, going back to biting the kneecaps and all that. I think a lot of it's easy, cheap, somewhat unfair fodder, but the Lions have earned it over the years, to be honest.
Wojo, with Okuda, if you searched his name on Monday, it was Okuda Achilles and Okuda Bust. Now, when you start seeing, that's not media or talking heads. That's just regular folks connecting the two. Is it too soon to say that, and what's your outlook? Obviously, drafting number 3 overall, it hasn't panned out.
I don't think it's too soon to say that. It comes down to your definition of bust. Is bust a guy that just couldn't play when you thought he could, or is bust, can injury be a factor? In that regard, because I heard the little Rico and the Man show talking yesterday and comparing Okuda to Darko, I wouldn't do that bust-wise. The better comparison, I think, would be, you know, still premature, Charles Rogers, who drafted very high, but injuries and other things derailed him. And you can say Okuda, injuries and other things, not the same other things, but the fact that he had a tough transition to the pro game derailed him. It's going to be tough. Stoney, you remember this as the godfather of sports radio. Brian Westbrook was drafted very high once by the Lions as a cornerback.
Fifth, I think, right?
Promising start, snapped his Achilles, and was never even close to the same. science is different, medicine is different. Maybe it won't. I really hope that doesn't happen because Okuda, we thought, was going to be better this year with the new coaching staff, so, and now we won't know.
But so Stoney, so he just compared him to Rodgers. Well, that's just another Millen-esque thing that Quinn did.
That's true.
It's correct.
Bob, by the way, he swore. Stoney said effing Quinn this morning, Wojo. We had to dump
it. Oh, no,
yeah.
No, mm-hmm. Please.
And by the way, Wojo.
He should have had the word, the M word in front of it.
No, I don't believe he's ever said that since I've worked with him.
Well, first of all,
I mean, he slept with his sister, but
this is not second guessing for me or for most of us. Like, a lot of us did not like the idea of Okuda or any cornerback
right.
at number three overall to begin with. We're not like doing revisionism here. And that yes, I think ultimately, for whatever reason, we'll call it a bust.
By the way, I'm very hurt that you talked about hearing this Darko Okuda compromise or discussion comparison on the Rico and the Man show when we had it much earlier in the day.
Oh,
you know Wojo's not up.
I know.
Well, A, thank you. A, I'm not up. B, I should have suspected they swiped from you guys. I mean, I should have known that right off the bat. But I do apologize. No,
that's okay.
Did you say he is like Darko or not?
It's similar. There's no doubt. I think it's too early to call him a bust yet, though. Darko was so evident early on. He couldn't even belong on a professional
right.
basketball court for the most part.
True. That's true.
Yes. All right. Finally, are you excited that Matthew Stafford is finally happy?
Yes. Of course. We've always imagined. And I'm going to reuse a line I've already used, but I don't care, okay? Imagine how good he'll be when the Rams finally get him some weapons, you know, like a running game. I mean, the Lions outrushed the Rams significantly in their opener, and when that happens, watch out. Okay, that said, he did have a couple of beautiful throws,
yeah.
No doubt.
Guys were wide open.
Yes, and I know some people, I won't give the names, but rhymes with Ran Borlovsky, tried to make it sound like that was all Stafford with a head fake. And numerous NFL analysts hopped on the Twitter box and showed the full 22 and said, no, that guy, it wasn't a head fake at all. That guy just abandoned the assignment immediately without even looking at Stafford. That said, this debate is going to go on endlessly. Is he that good? No, he's not. And, he's good. We know he's good.
Now,
the Rams are a better team.
We were referring, I think, to Kelly Stafford, whose next podcast next week is going to be called He Got His Weapons.
Weapon, right. Yeah. But they need to get him a running game, just saying.
Wojo, four more primetime games, plus the head-to-head game, plus potential playoff games. You're right. This is not going to die down.
Oh, no, it's never. And it's going to drive my radio partner crazy. Poor little Jeff Rieger. He doesn't know what to do. The poor kid. I feel bad for him.
I know.
All right. Costa got called Dan Orlovsky today, too.
And, oh, by the way, I think the Miami-Michigan State game will be a defensive rock fight to a certain degree. Miami's defense is pretty darn good, and I think we're going to see Michigan State's defense show up.
So he said bet the under.
Yes, that's what I say.
All right. It is like Wednesdays with Wojo Woj. We'll talk to you next week.
Woo!
All right. He is the man, Bob Winowski. We love him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.